ויקום ויירבח ויעשה ורפחיז די בוסו שמן השיניים מהו ויש מן השיניים suppose 6 hours elapsed 6 hours elapsed but he still feels he knows that he still has crumbs between the teeth is he allowed to eat cholo or not korale haposok et emebrishinei words if he feels that he has crumbs of posok between his teeth then he's not allowed to eat milk in spite of the fact that 6 hours elapsed that's the pshat according to Rashi's pshat if Rashi doesn't say it but the Torah explains it that way now according to the Rambam pshat that the whole purpose of 6 hours is the whole purpose of 6 hours is that the boso is bina shinai so after 6 hours it's muter. Why? Because after 6 hours, but suppose the boso is still bina shinai after 6 hours, why is it muter? The answer is, according to the Rambam, if it's after 6 hours, so even the boso that happens to stay between the teeth is already mucor, is digested already. I mean, we use the term, we normally apply the term digested in regard to something that is digested in the stomach. But here the Rishonim apply the term mucor in regard to something that is digested by the teeth itself. So in other words, after 6 hours, he doesn't have a chalishem boso. He doesn't have a chalishem boso, even though there are crumbs of meat. Because those crumbs of meat, after they stay between the teeth for 6 hours, are already mucal, they are already digested. They change. They don't have a chalishem boso anymore, after they stay for 6 hours between the teeth. Now, so the Torah says that there is a dafkimine between Rashi's pshat and the Rambam pshat. According to Rashi's pshat, that the purpose of 6 hours is only, because the tam boso is nimshach in the ma'ud. So after 6 hours, it's muta because there is no tam boso. So it's only muter if he doesn't know that he has crumbs of meat between the teeth. But suppose he knows that he has crumbs of meat between his teeth. So even after 6 hours, he's also because of Abbasar Yidin Mishanayim. So Pshat Minimore, according to Rashi Pshat, is even though Rashi doesn't spell it out. But the Torah says, the Pshat Minimore Abbasar Yidin Mishanayim Shneyim. So over there it was more than 6 hours, as long as there is boso in Shneyim, so then it is also. Mashen ken according to the Rambam, the whole purpose of 6 hours, is only because there is boso in Shneyim. So in Mele we have to say that when the Gemara says boso in Shneyim, that means within the 6 hours, but. So then it's apostle Idenu, then it's still the boso. Then it's the boso is intact. But after 6 hours, then it's not the boso. It was changed already. It is something else. It was already mucum. This is another word. So the Torah says that according to the Rambam's pshat, so after 6 hours you are muter to eat milk, even if you know that you have still crumbs bin Hashem. Now the Torah says it's simply this. Ochul boso, lo yishne behim ocharimei, lo yeichu behim ocho, ad she yishe kishiyo she mizman su lesabei ke ratzu lesaya, shu vof shoyes. In other words, you can see from that, you can deduce the practice of the people, bizman chazal, because the Rambam, bizman chazal, so people were accustomed to have three meals, that was only on Shabbos. I mean, you don't have three meals on any other day. So, and even on Shabbos, I mean, so in you do everything. So one meal is Friday night, you see. So, and then you have two meals. So, but any other day, so it wasn't customary to eat more than two meals. So, the Rambam explains, Suda Acheres means the usual time that intervenes between one, the Suda Shachris and the Suda Salvis, Suda Sabeker and Suda Seref. Now, so that doesn't mean that the Suda Seref had to be eaten dafke at night, let's say in the summer days, when the day is long. So the night begins, let's say, at 9 o'clock. And in the winter days, so the night begins at 4 o'clock. But the Suda Seref supper was, in other words, there was no lunch. There was only breakfast and there was supper. So there was an interval of 6 hours between the Suda Sabeker and the Suda Seref. Shemizman achinishe kishio shemizman Suda Sabeker at Suda Seref. Shuvov shoetz vafilu imsho kishio im yesh bimboso benashinayim tzorich lasir lasir. Uvisei chazman, afilu ein boso, binashinayim osa, lifisha boso meitzi shumen, umeishich tam azmano, uvisei atam. In other words, so here now he explains the shita of Rashi, but he explains the shita of Rashi, but he assumes the shita of the Rambam in regard of misuda misude, not the shita of Teisves misuda misude. So he says that according to Rashi, that the reason is why we need 6 hours is because of the time of Bosom is Mamshir. So he says, if he has crumbs of meat between the teeth, so even after 6 hours, he's not allowed to eat milk. We say Chazman, and before the 6 hours are all elapsed, אפילו אם בוסו בן השניים עושה, לפי שהבוסו מייצי שום מנומי של טעם הזמן ארוך, ופי זה הטעם, כל מתורה שסתם, אם לא יוכל, אלא שלא עשו מתיני, he just chewed the bosom to break it up into smaller parts. For a child, אם צורך להמתין, דחים שלא יוכל, אין אם יצא טעם. והרמב״ם לא עושה טעם לשיר משום בוסו של בן השניים. ופי דבור, חששו, קישיו, מותר אפילו מי שהבוסו מן השיניים. ואלו יסלו תינק צורך להמתין. ואלו יסלו, ותיב לחז בחומרי בסייטיימי. תיב לחז, so the tour assumes that according to the Rambam, so if 6 hours elapse, so then he's allowed to eat cholov, even if he knows that he has clumps of meat between the teeth. According to Rambam, the Prichodosh is chelik ha'nitur, and the Prichodosh says that according to the pshat of the Rambam, that the purpose of 6 hours is because of the posam minashinayim. So then it only means minastam. So minastam, if 6 hours didn't elapse, so we say that there is still some combs left. Mashein kein, if 6 hours elapse, and he's not aware of any combs between the teeth, so then we presume that there are no combs. But if he knows that there are combs, so even according to the Rambam Shite, even after 6 hours, it's also to it. In other words, the Prichodosh is chelik and the two. All right, we will see the Pites. Ofu boso, lo yishne behim o chayu behi, lo yichu bvin ha'achov ha'shini she'kishiyo she'mizman su nesabim kerat su nesayach. Shehu vof shoyz, this is the Rambam's pshat. ואפילו אם שור כשיעו, אם יש בוסו בין השיניים, צורך להסיר. Now, but even if we accept the Rambam Pshat, that Yisuyo Yisude means 6 hours, so there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rashi, what the time for the 6 hours is. So the time
So, אם יש בוסר בין השיניים צורך להסיר את, ובשיח הזמן אפילו בוסר בין השיניים מוסר, לפי שהבוסר מייצי שומן ומשך טעם הזמן ארוך. That is Rashi's stuff. The reason as to why we have to wait for the other Sude is because it's Meshech Atzmanoch. It's Meshech Atzmanoch. So the Mele, in the course of 6 hours, so the Tam Boso will disappear, will fade away. Ufizehatam. אם הוא יאכלה ילו שלא עשו איתיני, כי צורך להמתי, דחילו שלא יאכלה, אין אם הייתי טעם. So, if he didn't eat, he just chewed for a child, so ממילא, there is no lasting טעם בוסו in his mouth, so ממילא, he doesn't have to wait 6 hours. והרמב״ם נושא טעם לשיהם, משום בוסו שמן השיניים. So, according to Rashi, that Rashi says that the time of the 6 hours is because the time of the 6 hours is because of the time aposo that is nimshach in his mouth. So when the Gemara says poso bin shino b'mau, and the Gemara mentions the posik in Bala Yisro haposo itenu bin hashina bin shineyem, so that means after 6 hours if the poso is still bin shineyem, so it's also Mashein came according to the Rambam that the whole time of the 6 hours is because of the Bosa Shina Shinai. So when the Gemara says Boso Bin Shineim, so it means only if it's within 6 hours, but after 6 hours, not. This is what he says. We are Rambam Nosen Tam Nisir, Mishim Bosa Shina Shinai, Ufidvor Lacha Shesho Kishio, Muter, Afilu Nishar, Bosa Bina Shinai, Ve'aleis Litineik, Tzorch Lehamtin. So he says, Vitei Lecha is Bichumre Bisatayim. Bichumre Bisatayim. Now, so the Tur says that according to the Rambam, that the whole purpose of 6 hours is because of the Bosa Bin Hashinayim, so that means after 6 hours, even if he knows that he has qualms, mid qualms, Ben Shino, so it's still Muta. So we have to say that the Pshat in HaBosa Oidenu Ben Shineyim is, in other words, if it's within 6 hours, but after 6 hours it's already miuko, so it doesn't even have a chalishem boso. This is what the Torah says according to the Rambam Shite. And the Mili also says that according to the Rambam Shite, that the purpose of the 6 hours is because of the Bosa Bin Hashinayim. So the Mele, after 6 hours, even if he knows that he has boso bin hashinayim, so it's muta. The prichodosh is chelik. So the prichodosh is chelik on the tour, because the tour says it in the Rambam. And the prichodosh says that according to the Rambam, too. So if he knows that he has boso bin hashinayim, so even after the six hours, so it is osa. It is osa. But minastam. So then we say that until 6 hours, so he has to anticipate that some mitkvom still remained. But after 6 hours, if he's not aware of any mitkvoms, so he takes it for granted that there are no mitkvoms, because usually the mitkvoms in the course of 6 hours disappear. But if he knows that he has 6 hours, that he has mitkvoms between the teeth, the prichodosh says, even according to the Rambam's pshat, so he's still awesome. All right. Ochel gvino. Now the Torah says, Ochel gvino. Muta leechil achov boso miyat. Uvilvad sheyayin yodov. Shelehei shum dobo mehagvino nidbag behem. Mefichoch imu lailo. Shin yochil ayin eisom. Heitev tzorich leachtzom. Uvyein in tzorich. Now, this is the Gemara, Daf Kuf Daled, because the Gemara says there, Tonag lechomel rababe, eifu gvino necholim bafikura, that means indiscriminately, hefkadik, hu tonelo vuomalo, beloini teles yedayim, uveloi kinu achate, uveloi kinu achate, Rav Yitzchok, breid Rav Mishal, sheikle lirabashe, aisle gvino ochal, I saw a piece of a Moshe Yodei, he didn't wash his hands. Omole, Votone Agre Homer Rababe, Eifu Gvino Lechol in Mafikuren, Eifu Gvino Ein, Bosa Ugvino Loi, Omalu. So how did Rab Yitzchok pray Rab Misharji eat Bosa after Gvino without washing his hands? As his hands? So, Omalu, Hanim Mile Bileli. When do we say that only Eifu Gvino, but Bosol Gvino not? That it's night when you cannot see. Mashein Kein. So, Mele, by Bosol Gvino, yes, Mecheshish, maybe some grease of the meat remained. So, he's not allowed, he's not allowed to eat without washing his hands. I will be mome hochazin. In other words, maybe some grease of the cheese remained. So he's not allowed to eat a psar behemo after the cheese at night. Mashein kein, a chicken after the cheese, he's allowed. He does defter becheshish. Mashein kein. If in the daytime, so then he's allowed to eat a meat after cheese without washing his hands, because he can just take a look, and if he sees that he doesn't have any grease of cheese on his hand, so he's allowed. So that's the model. So this is what the Torah says. Ochel gvino mutar leechil achav boso miyad. Mutar leechil achav. So it doesn't require any nitilas yadayim. So it's So Arab Peretz says that even b'yein, so if he ate cheese before he eats meat, he has to wash his hands. But he takes a look at his hands, he sees that there is no grease of cheese on his hands. So he couldn't tell, because sometimes there is mild grease, minute grease, sticking to his hands, and by just looking at it, he will not notice it. So, Mimele, he should wash his hands. But it's more for Rashi's to the contrary. Rav Yitzchok, Babreid Rav Mishar Shie, so we Ikla Lebe Rav Ashe, so he, so Ochal Vuri Moshe Yode, Ochal Moshe Yode. So, Rabbi Peretz will say, well, Rav Yitzchok, Brei Rav Mishal Shie was such a zohir and was so alert, so he could rely on his observation of his own hands, that whether there is grease or not. Mashein Kein, the average person, I mean, and today we are not in that, we are not so alert, and we are not so zohir. So mele, we cannot rely on our observation. Because sometimes there might be minute spotlets of grease, of gvino, on the hands, and when you look at it, you don't notice it. But Rav Yitzchok Bar Mishal Shie was more alert than we. So you could say that Rabbeinu Peretz is you're saying it b'derech chumre.
In other words, that
b'derech chumre.
In other words, that we should not consider ourselves so alert to be in the madrige of Rabbi Yitzchok ben Misharshi. But mitzad adi, whatever is true of Rabbi Yitzchok ben Misharshi is true of every other person. You could say that. And there are some who say that in connection with Rabbi Peretz, that it's only b'derech chumre. But even though you could say it in connection with Rabbi Peretz, but you couldn't say it in connection with the Rambam. Now, the Rambam says the Rambam says in Pirkei Tzimchus Machos HaShores Halacha Chavov Mi She'ochal Gvino Yecholov Tchilo Mutar Le'achil Achov Bosam Yad V'Tzorich She'Yadiach Yodov V'Yikaneach Pin. That's the Gemara B'Sham and Misilel that Kinuach V'Hadochne. So then, the Gemara right after that, Daf Kufei says, "Elo b'shama yimli mikaneach vuadin limadiach, u'bisil leimli madiach vuadin limkaneach. Maro machode o maro machode v'loy pligi." Now, so all the Rishonim except the Rashba, they say that madiach vuadin limkaneach doesn't mean either or, either madiach or mikaneach. It means both madiach vuadin, that it has to be coupled with kinuach. It means both. The Rashba in Tiras Abayis is the only one who says that the pshat in madiach v'yuadin l'mkaneach is either madiach or mkaneach. Because all the other Rishonim, except for the Rashba, they all say that madiach v'yuadin l'mkaneach means both hadoche and kinuach. Hadoche and kinuach. But most Rishonim say that true, that it both are required, kinuach and madiach, but both kinuach and yidiach madiach have reference to the mouth, to the pen. Kinuach means, well, there is no doubt what kinuach means. Kinuach means he has to chew on something. He has to chew on something, let's say dates. And madiach means he has to rinse his mouth with a certain mashkin. So both. So according to most Rishonim, Madiach and Mikaneach, while both are required, but they both relate to the pen. In other words, Kinuach means he has to chew something, and Madiach means that he has to rinse his mouth. The Rambam and the Ram, they say Kinuach means has reference to the mouth. In other words, he has to chew on something. And what Madiach means, Hadoch HaZidayim. So that means Nitilas Yadayim. So then the question arises, so it's the same thing that the Gemara mentioned before. The Gemara mentioned before that Eifu Gvino Necholim Bavikura Beloi Nitilas Yadayim Uvloi Kinuach HaPeh. So only Eifu Gvino, but Gvino Upsar Behimo, so requires the Tilas Yadayim. Requires the Tilas Yadayim. So according to the Pshat of most Rishonim, that Hadoche Madiach means Madiach Piv. So it has nothing to do with the Gemara here that Eifu Gvino Nechol Belo in Tilas Yadayim, but Behemo Gvino, it requires the Tilas Yadayim. Because according to most Rishonim, so the Gemara before has reference to Nitilas Yadayim, and here Adoche means Adoche Aspeh. Mashiach can according to the Rambam and the Ram, that Adoche here, that Bishama and Bisilel mention, means Adoche's Yodayim, so it's the same thing. Now, so then it follows that when the Gemara says, Bisilel Emre Madiach, what does it mean, Madiach? Nitilas Yadayim. So when is it required to make Madiach? Nitilas Yadayim. Balaylo. But B.A., there is no necessity of Madiach, only Mikaneach.
Because the Gemara says in so many words. So many words. So the Rambam doesn't mention the distinction between Vayu and Yeh. The Rambam says in Perek Tes Milchas Macholos Asuras Halacha Chavov, Misho Chalvino Yecholov Tchilo Mutalechil Achov Posa Miyad Vitzorich Sheyadiach Yodov Vikaleach Pid. That's the memory of Bisila. Mikaneach Madiach Umkaneach. So Yadiach Yodov and both. Yadiach Yodov Vikaneach Pid Benagvino Vinaboso Ubame Mikaneach Pid Bipas Bipere Shereyason Ubeilon Ubeilton ובכל מכאן חינס הפה, חוץ מתמרים, ממרים, הוא יקם אחו ירוקס, שאיני לו מכאן חין יופי. שאיני לו מכאן חין יופי. במה דבורם אמורים? בבשר, בהם הוא יחי אונר. אקורדינג. So, במה דבורם אמורים? בבשר, בהם הוא יחי. It's not words. So when does the Rambam mention הדוחן כנוח? הדוחן means נתלס ידיים. But he mentions it in connection with Misha Ochel Gvino Yecholov, and then he wants to eat Bosa. So, in case he ate Bosa first, so then he has to wait 6 hours. And what's the purpose of the 6 hours? In order to remove the clumps of meat between the teeth. But if he ate Gvino first, so then the clumps of Gvino do not stick to the teeth as much as the clumps of meat. So he can remove the clumps of Gvino, of Cholov. So simply through Kinuach. Now, Hadoche, according to the Rambam, means Hadoche Yodayim. That's not for the purpose of removing the clumps between the teeth. You see, if we say that Hadoche means Hadoche Spiv, so then both are for the purpose of removing the clumps between the teeth. Putting the clumps between the teeth. But if Hadoche means Hadoche Yodov, so the purpose of the Hadoche Yodov is to remove the grease from his hands. Is to remove the grease from his end, not to remove the crumbs from the teeth. So he says, so Mishochel Gvino Yecholov Tchilo, Yecholov Tchilo, Muta Lechel Achov Bosa Miyad, Vitzorich Sheyadiach Yodov, Vikaleach Piv, Vina Gvino Vina Bosa, Ubame Mikaleach Piv, Bipas Vipiri Sheliyasod Bilo Vipilton, Uvichol Mikam Chenesapech Utsmit Morim, הוא יקם אחר יורו כי שאיני לו מכאן חיובי. ועמד דבור מהמורים. בבוסו בהימו יחיו. אבו למוחה ובשריו, אחר שאוכה להגבינו יחלו, אין צורך לא יקידו אחר פה ולא יניטיל אסיודאי. So, but if he ate בשריו, אחר שאוכה להגבינו, so in other words, that's the Gemara of Agre, because the Gemara of Agre says, "Eifu gvino necholim afikuran, v'hu tonel levu amalo, v'loi nitilas yadayim uv'loi kinu achape, uv'loi kinu achape." So the Avishenim say that it means v'loi nitilas yadayim uv'loi kinu achape, even if he eats the gvino after day, even if he eats the gvino after day. But the Rambam Shiti is no. If Agre has reference to the case where he eats the Eif after the Gvino, even though he uses the Loshen Agre, he uses the Loshen Eif u Gvino, so because from that case was deduced, that it means that the Gvino, if that the Gvino can be eaten after the Eif, without nitila sedayim and kinuach hapeh. So that is tesis pshat. But the Rambam says, no, the teifu gvino necholim afikuron means only if the gvino is eaten first and then the eif. Then the eif. So he says, so then it is muter. Pamet vol mamurim bipsar behemo echayim. אבל אם אוכל בשרים אחר שאוכל הגבינו האכול אוב, איני צורך לא יקינו החפה ולא יניטל השדיים. ולא יניטל השדיים. Now, what is the difference? So according to Teisves, the Teisves says that when Agra says, איפה גבינו נאכול עם אף יקור, so it means even if the gvino is eaten after it. So why is that more lenient than the eating? Then why is that more lenient? Because psari b'cholov is only mid rabbon. So maybe the chachomim were not gezer, not gezer. But according to the Rambam, so it is only muter even psareiv, even in connection with psareiv, only if he eats the gvino first and then the psareiv, not if he eats the psareiv first and then the gvino. Now, so the question is, why does the Rambam say, "Bamet lo mamurim b'psar behemo yechayu"? Psar behemo yechayu. So bishleim psar behemo yemestem, because psar behemo. Becholov is in the raise, so there are more zeres, but chayu is also in the rabbon. So the Ram says in explaining the Shitas Rambam that the reason is why psachayu is the same deal as psabehimo, that you couldn't eat a psachayu after gvino without kinuach and etilas yadayim, whereas you could eat psareiv after gvino without kinuach and nitilas yadayim, is because, so the Ran says, because psarbehim psachayo looks like psarbehimo. So maybe the Chachomim didn't want to distinguish between psarbehimo and psachayo and psarbehimo. Mashayim ki psareiv doesn't look the same. Teisves, now Teisves shite is that when the Gemara says Eifu Gvino is Necholim Avikuron, so it means that you can eat B'loi Nitla Zedayim B'loi Kino Achape Gvino after the eighth. Why? So Teisves mentions two times. One time is because Psarim B'cholov is Mirabolon. So Meile Nechachomim Monad Dintaser to eat even gvino after psareiv without kinuach and it was a dying. Inasmuch as only the rabbonon, even the rabbishu, it's only the rabbonon, so the chachomim won gezer. And Teisves says, because Agre held that psareiv b'cholov, even the rabbishu, is only the rabbonon. But then Teisves says, we do not pass like Agre, because we pass that psareiv b'cholov is the rice. That's Teisves shite. That we pass from Psarei B'cholov is rice. Then Teisves mentions another time the reason is why Agre is matir to eat gvino after reiv without nitila sedayim and kinua chape is not because Psarei B'cholov is mirabonon, but mishum dei feini nidbak miyodayim uvshinayim v'chanich. So this is the reason as to why it's muter to eat gvino after psari. All right, now, so the Rambam says, "Bamedlo amurim b'psar behemo oichayo, avo limochal psariv acha sheochal gvino yacholo, eini tzorich lo ikinu achape velo nitlas yadayim." But, so this is the Shitas Rambam, that when Agre is matir to eat psareiv eifu gvino b'afikuren without kinuach and nitilas yadayim, so it's only to eat the eiv after the gvino, but not to eat the gvino after the eiv. But most Rishayim, they say that Agre is matir even to eat gvino after it. Why? So there are two times. Either because psareiv b'cholov is only the rabbonon, Sarif b'chol v'zom d'rabonon, or because Sarif is not nidbak b'nashinayim machinich. Now let's see the two. So what did he say? So he says, Ochal grino mutalechil achov boso miyat uvilvache yayin yodo shelishum dovo meagvino nidbak behem lifichoch imulaylo shim yochil ayin eiso meiti tzorich lirachtso uviyemin tzorich. So why? Because according to most Rishonim, so Rechitze is not even mentioned by Bisham and Bisilel. And Rechitze is mentioned in the Gemara in Agre, so the Gemara of Agre, and that's only Balaylo. But by Yehim, so he can just take notice that his hands are not greasy. So Mimele, so then it is Muter. But Kinuach, So the alochi, but kinuach is required. Now then he says, tzorich likameach pifu adich. So in other words, ochol gvino mutalech lachol bosa miyad. So what does it mean miyad? He doesn't have to wait any number of hours. Not like ochol bosa, so he has to wait 6 hours. But ochol gvino, he doesn't have to wait. In terms of hours, he doesn't have to wait anything. But he has to wash his hands if it's at night, if in the daytime. So if he takes notice that his hands are not greased with grino, so then he doesn't even have to wash his hands, but he certainly has to be mikaneach piv. Vikaneach be piv yof. Uladich. Why? Because the two doesn't pass, doesn't agree with the Shittas Rambam and the Ram, that madiach means hadochas yadayim. But he agrees with the Shita of most Rishonim that Madiach means Madochas Piv. So true, in the daytime there is no need for washing his hands, but there is a need of rinsing his mouth over and above the Kinuach. So he says, Tzorich Mekaneach Piv Ladiche, even if he ate Gvino. So before he eats Bosor, after the Gvino, he doesn't have to wait any hours, he can do it immediately, but he has to be mikaneach piv and to be madiach. V'akaniyuk v'akinuach u'sheilis pas v'ikaneach be'piv yofi v'chein b'chol dobo she'irtze chutz mikamche v'tamre v'yiroke lifi she'ein nidbokim v'chanichim v'mikamchim yofi v'hakein yadiach piv b'yayin u'b'mayim v'yeish ne'agin mishrei spaz b'yayin u'b'mayim u'l'ochle v'yueile b'shvil kinuach v'adoche v'yeish atev v'yeish kol echot v'echot b'vnei atmei. So in other words, many are made to combine the two, the kinuach and the adoche. In other words, kinuach means you have to eat something, pas, certain peres, that will remove when you chew on something. So that will remove the crumbs between the teeth. And then, but it's also necessary to rinse the mouth. So many are made to combine the two. In other words, if you soak the pas behind the mayim and then you eat it, so it will do both jobs at once. But v'yeisatei liyis kol echot v'yechot v'vniatzvei. Why? Because there is a possibility the two anticipate the possibility that if you combine the two, so then it will remove, let's say, from between the crumbs, from between the teeth, but they might remain in the mouth. So it's better first to make the kinuach and then to make the adoch, rinse the mouth. Alright. Now anyway, now, we don't do that. Now, we are accustomed to eat meat after grino, we don't wait any 6 hours, and we don't even resort to kinuach. I mean, did you ever hear of anyone biting on paras or on certain peres? The answer is, the purpose of the kinuach and the hadoche is what? Is in order to remove the crumbs b'nashinayim. and to remove them from the mouth. So if you brush your teeth very well, not if you brush your teeth, I mean the way most people brush your teeth, I don't have to tell you how to brush the teeth. The dentist can give you better musar than I and that. So, but if you brush the teeth well, the way the dentist tells you to brush the teeth, so then it will be in lieu of kinuach and adoch. But if you just make a superficial brushing of teeth, then it's not a substitute for kinuach and adoch. So anyway, so that's for the purpose of removing the crumbs between the teeth. All right. Because of a Rambam, Bamedvor Mamurim, Beichel Psa Behemo, Vichayo Achadvino, Avon Mechel Acheo Psareif, Ein Zorich, Loikinuach, Loyadoche, Loinitil, Virabinutam Kosa, Bishem Aloches Iles, Shemuter Lechel Bosor, Achadvino, Miat, Biloy Kinuach, Viadoche. Now this shite of the Rabbi Tam and Aloch Ezeles, Tesis mentions that. So that's a big chilish. The Rabbi Tam and Aloch Ezeles, they say that if you make ginuach v'hadoche, so then you can eat gvino after bosa too. And you don't, of course you don't have to, according to Rabbi Tam, you don't have to wait 6 hours, because Rabbi Tam shite is Tesis, Rabbi Tam. Shite is that misude doesn't mean 6 hours, but it means another sude, misalik ha-shulchon and bira birkes ha-mozni. So Rabbi Tam and the halachas dila shite is that when do we say that if you are not misalik the shulchon, if you didn't clear the table, and you are not bira birkes ha-mozni, you're not allowed to eat gvino after boso, if you didn't make ginuach v'yadoche, but if you made ginuach v'yadoche, so then, it's a strange chiddush. So then, you can eat gvino after boso, even in the same meal, not only sudachas. Even in the same meal. This is what Teisa says in the name of Rabbi Tam and Aruch Hazeilus. Now this is a very strange shite, because so then we have to say that when the Gemara said, when the Gemara said that misude, so that is if he didn't make hadoche mikinuach, but if he made that on the mikinuach, so even the same sude, and according to Tesis, what does it mean misude misude? Another meal. If he cleared the table and before because I wasn't, so then it's also isudacheres. So then it will follow that according to Tesis and Rabbanitams, shite. So if he clears the table and is mevorber kesamozn, and then he washes again, so then he is allowed to eat gvino efter boso without kinuach ladoche. Now the question is this: what's the purpose of kinuach ladoche? In order to remove the crumbs. So what's the significance of clearing the table and rinsing the mouth and washing the hands? The crumbs between the teeth will not be removed as a result of clearing the table. So that's very strange. Now, Tesis says, Ochal gvino, v'am tam forish aloch adiles, d'ochal boso osa lechal gvino, ha'im lo nitil mikinuach, av nitil mikinuach shore, ochal gvino muta lechal boso, av lo nitil mikinuach. U'maru kved, u'miyoch latsu le'achrite, ha'ime, Biloy nitila mikenuach. Iname, machmir al atzmei hoyo. So there are two pshot in Tesis. One is, now the question is, so thesis was valid. According to Rabbi Natan and our Chazdeilus, that if you make kinuach ve'adoche, you are allowed to eat even the same meal without clearing the table, without doing anything. So when does Maruk say that you cannot eat until Sudach Heres? So that means if you don't make the nitil of Ikenuach, so we have to say in order to understand the Mahak and Rav Netam, so we have to say that the first portion Haile Meloi Nitil Mikinuach accords with the Shittas Rambam in regard to Sudach Heres, in regard to the Shittas Rambam in regard to Sudach Heres. So Mimele, the Shittas Rambam is that what does Sudach Heres mean? 6 hours. So if you wait 6 hours, then you don't have to make Nitil Mikinuach. That's mentioned by the Ritva, by the Miri, and this Gemara Yechum, because if you wait 6 hours, so then the clumps between the teeth, either they become digested, so they don't matter, or even according to the Prichodosh, that they don't become digested, but Nastam, we assume that they disappear anyway, by themselves, automatically they disappear. Mashiach came, the second portion thesis, Iname Machmer Latzmehoyo. That means that Marukle did both. First of all, he made kinuach and adoche, and in addition, he refused to eat gvino in the same meal that he ate meat. That was only a chomer. But we cannot accept the first Eretz in Teisves. And say that this accords with the Shittas HaTeisves, that Tzudachite means clearing the table and benching. Because if we say, if the first question Teisves, means, you have to clear the table. But if you clear the table, So you have to clear the table, even though you don't make nitul mikenuach. So what's the purpose of clearing the table? Doesn't make sense. After all, the purpose of nitul mikenuach is to remove the crumbs. So what if you clear the table? You don't remove the crumbs by clearing the table and benching. So we must say that the first Eretz in Teisves, does not accord with Teisves Pshat in Sudachite, but the first portion in Teisves accords with the Rambam's Pshat in Sudachite. 6 hours. So in other words, so when Marukve Liochla Sudachite, so then he waited 6 hours. Mashenke, if he makes the Nitul HaMikenuach, so then he doesn't have to wait 6 hours. Then he says, Inach Machmir al Atzmehoyo. So that accord, the second portion, can accord with Teisves Shite. The Tzudachite means clearing the table and benching. So Tzudachite means, so that means that Marukve of course complied with this requirement of making Kinuach and Adoche. But in addition, he was machmer on himself not to eat in the same sude anyway, even though he made kinuach v'adoche. We have to explain Teisves that way. All right, now. So he says, V'rab netam now the two. V'rab netam kosa v'shim aloch et eiles, shemuta v'ayach l'boso racha gvino miyad v'roi kinuach v'adoche. V'gam gvino acha boso muta miyad. Elo, shetzorich kinuach So that if you make kinuach v'adoche, then you can eat, according to Ramatan Aloch HaZdeilus, gvino immediately after boso in the same meal, without clearing the table. Alright. V'adein yovio osa al kosa, v'ino agu'eilo, shalu ilechon gvino achar boso, afilo achar psarev, v'ein lishameis aminek. So in other words, That's not in accordance with Tesis Pshat, that when Agra says that Gvino Nechon Bapikuren, Hefkadiki, by the way, it's indiscriminately, and we do not require Nitile and Kinuach, so Tesis Pshat is, it means that you can eat Bapikuren even the Gvino after the Eve. No, but it means, as the Rambam explains, we know Vafil until the name of the shoes. Abulim Polechilag, we know the Atsme, Achatafshil shall bosso, or Yakosa be Atsme Achatafshil, or Gvino, Hevo little Yodo. Now, this has to do with the Gemore. The Gemore Daf Kubob, Kupay, or the Pays. So the Gemore says, because the Gemara said here, "Ma'im rishenim v'achrenim chaymo, emtzoyim rishus." So nitilas yadayim in the midst of the sude, that's rishus. So the Gemara says that kofei umetveitz, omar emtzoyim rishus, omar Rav Nachman, lo yishonu el bintafshu litafshi, avu bintafshu ligvino chaymo. So we have here, Tesis mentions here, Machlekin between the Rashbam and Rabbi Netam. So in Rabbi Shmuel, so when does the price say that Mayim and Tzoyim, Litila Sedayim, in the midst of the Sude, is only Rishus, that is only Bintafshu Litafshu. But Bintafshu Litvino, so that Nitila Sedayim is a chayim. But if you make Nitila Sedayim in the middle of the Sudeh, so then it's all right to eat Bintafshu Ligvin. So the Rashbam says, the Pshat is as follows. Lo yishonu Bintafshu Ligvin, and Rabbi Shmuel Demayim, Rabbi Shneim Shal Boso, or Shneim Shal Vino. In other words, when is Nitila Sedayim in the middle of the Sudeh, a rishus, it's a neglect, it's not obligatory. That is only if he wants to eat one tafshil of bosor after another tafshil of bosor. So if he wants to wash his hands, fine. If he doesn't want to wash his hands, no. By the way, we could say, so why does it, what is the price to tell us? What kind of chidesh? No, we could say, since Nitilas Yadayim before Achilem, and Nitilas Yadayim after Achille are based upon the Asmachte or Miskadishtem Nisem Gneishim, and that's Nikius. So maybe mid Rabbonon Machmas Nikius, we are mechuyev to wash our hands between one tafshil of Boso and another tafshil of Boso, between one tafshil of Gvino, Machmas cleanliness, maybe the Chachomim Momisakim. So the Pais tells us, no. Chachomim or not misaki, mayim emtzoyim between one tafshil of bosor and another tafshil of bosor. If he wants, fine. If he doesn't want, also fine. It's rishus. So Rabbi Rabbi Shmuel de mayim b'shneim shel bosor or b'shneim shel gvino. Avo b'tafshil shel bosor v'gvino shel chono chaymo. So the Rashbam says, what does it mean? Avo b'tafshil v'gvino chaymo. So the Pashtus Haloshin indicates bin tafshil Gvino, it means that first he ate the tafshil of Boso, and then then he wants to eat vino. So it is he what washes hands. But the Rashbam says it's impossible to explain it that way, even though superficially on the surface this appears to be the meaning of the expression of Avumitavsha with vino, chevo, that if he ate tavsha, so bosa first, and then he wants to eat gvino, so he has to wash his hands. But if he washes his hands, he's allowed to eat gvino after bosa. How could that be? The Rashbam says he has to wait another sude, I mean, whether it's sude achite or it means 6 hours, but he certainly cannot eat in the same sude gvino after the tavsha of bosa. After itavshul boso, so memele the Rashbam is forced to say that avumitavshul shoboso gvino doesn't mean that if the gvino follows the tavshul shoboso, so then he has to wash his hands. Avumitavshul shoboso gvino shall follow him. If the tavshul shoboso follows the gvino, so then it's a chayv to wash his hands. So he doesn't have to wait 6 hours, because he ate the gvino first. But he has to wash his hands. Why? Because if he doesn't wash his hands, so then the grease, his hands might be greased with gvino, and then when he eats the tafshul shoboso, so the tafshul shoboso will be mixed with the grease of the gvino. So it's also, that's why he has to wash his hands. So he has to wait for another sude, whatever another sude means. That's the Rashbam sheesh. So the Rashbam is a machna, but the Ramnatam is a maker. The bintafshim with gvino mash for tafshim tchilo. Pashtes aloshim of bitafshul gvino chevo to wash his hands, but he can eat it in the same meal, so indicates that he is allowed by washing his hands, he can eat gvino after tafshul shoboso, but after tafshul shoboso he has to wait for another sude. But whatever another sude means, so Rav Tam deduces from this gemara a big chiddush. When do you have to wait for another sude? That is, if you wait boso mamish, meat itself, then you have to wait to another sude. Mashein came if you ate only tafshil of boso, a tafshil of boso, not meat itself, so then you don't have to wait for another sude. V'niru ramtam, tafshil b'no mash v'tafshil t'chilo, kitkom alil, kami ishe b'boso l'gvino. So why does the pricing have to tell us? Rav Netam is a maker, one second, that bintavshil is rishus, means even bintavshil shall boso, bintavshil shall gvino, even if he ate first in the same meal a tavshil shall boso, so, and he wants to eat a tavshil of gvino, he's allowed to eat it. He doesn't have to wait 6 hours, he doesn't have to clear the table, he doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to be mikandei acheshbiv, he doesn't have to do anything. All he has to do, he doesn't even have to wash his hands, nothing. So one is allowed, according to Ramadan, one is allowed to eat the tafshil of gvino immediately after, in the same meal, immediately after a tafshil of boso, he doesn't have to do anything. Not wait 6 hours, not clear the table, not make it achra doche, not even to wash it. Because the tafshil is not so greasy. I mean, the tafshil is not so greasy, even though, I would say, if Hamutam didn't say it, I would say that the tafshil could be just as greasy as the boso itself. If not, sometimes even more. But anyway, this is what Rabbi Tam says. So he says, ומפורש המתם נמטפשו, מטפשו למטפשו, בוסו מטפשו של גבינו. דחים דינה בוסו והגבינו בהן, ולקל לטעם לא יחמירו שיחיימו מפוליון עוד בינתיים, ואין יהיה לו רישוס. אבל מטפשו מבוסו מגבינו, שהגבינו בהן. But if he ate it up, she will bosom. And if he wants, so it up, she will bosom. And then he wants to eat gvino. So then, before he eats the gvino, then, after the tap, she will bosom, he has to wash his hands. But that's all. So, in other words, so Ramitam is a big maker, and the Rashbam is a machin. So, most Rishonim agree with the sheet of Rav Netam, not only the sheet of the Rashbam. And the Tur and the Mechaber, they all pass like Rav Netam, not like the Rashbam. So he says, "Bamer dvorim amurim kishich la'boso v'agvino ba'atzma, avli meichol tafshul shol boso, v'talech la'achov tafshul shol gvino, v'afilu hanitil v'neyem, eino elo rishul." So if he eats a tafshul shaboso, so he can immediately in the same meal eat a tafshul gvino. And does he's not required to do anything at all. Abu in Bolech Lagvino Batsme, Achara Tafshul Shaboso, O Yaboso Batsme, Achara Tafshil, O Yigvino, Chevo Hu Little Yom. Chevo Hu Little Yom. Why is that Mochomo? Now here, we don't make a difference as far as the chemo to wash the hands, so we don't distinguish between the eating of the gvino atzmo after itafshul shel boso, or eating the boso atzmo after itafshul shel gvino. We don't make a distinction. So the fact that a gvino ben or boso ben is eaten after the tafshil of the other kind, of the other mean, so that requires nitilas yadayim. Why? Because if you eat a tafshil of boso after tafshil of gvino, or a tafshil of gvino after tafshil of boso, so what kind of a mixture could there be? Suppose there is grease. He doesn't wash his hands, or anyway, there might be grease. And it means even at night. Because according to all the Rishonim, except Rabbi Peretz and the Rambam, so in the daytime, all he has to do is just to take a look at his hands, and he doesn't have to wash. So when you say here that it's reshus, he doesn't have to wash his hands between the tafshul boso and the tafshul sotrino, it means even at night, because in the daytime, according to most Rishonim, so you don't have to wash your hands even after Gvino itself, you don't have to wash the hands. Not only after the tafshil of Gvino, you don't have to wash the hands. So it has reference to a case where he eats it at night and there is no light in the house. So then it's very likely that there is grease on his hands. Then when he eats a tafshil of Gvino, after a tafshil of Gvino at night, when he cannot even make a good observation, so it's very likely that there will be a mixture, a commingling of the grease of the tafshil of boso and the grease of the tafshil of vino. Still, we don't care. We say reshus according to tams. Pshat. Why? Because after all, I mean, there is no chashash of the rice anyway. So even to eat boso and vino, mamish to make a sandwich of boso and vino. So it only involves an Israel Rabbanon as long as the two are not cooked together. So Mimele, the Chachomim didn't tasa the commingling of grease of itafshil of boso and the grease of itafshil of boso. After all, itafshil of boso only has the tam of boso. What does itafshil of boso mean? Tafshil of boso doesn't mean that if you have chont and the chont you put in meat, that's boso itself. But tafshil of boso means that there is only the tam of boso in the tafshil. That's what tafshil of boso. And what does tafshil of gvino mean? Tafshil of gvino doesn't mean let's say, like cheesecake. Cheesecake, so that's cheese itself. It means something else that has the tam of cheese. So memele, the chachomim, in view of the fact that midraisa it's muter to eat even a mixture of boso mamesh and grino mamesh, but midrabonon it's also, so the chachomim didn't answer a commixture of something that of grease, of something that has a tam, grease of something that's a tam of boso, and grease of something that's a tam of chol. So mele, even at night, according to Rabbi Tam, ochol tafshu shol boso, so is muta leachol tafshu shol vino. Mashenke, if he wants to eat, let's say, he wants to eat a kvino after tafshu shol boso, or boso after tafshil boso ben after tafshu shol vino, so then there'll be a mixture, not of grease of a tam of cholov and a grease of tam of boso, but there will be a mixture of the be'en of cholov with the grease of the tam of boso. That the chacham did answer. So mele, he has to wash his hands. This is the. And the Tur and the Mechaba, you'll see, so they all pass through like Hamletam, not like the Rashba. Now let's see the Mechaba. Ochel boso, afilu shol chayovei, lo yeichu b'nachol, achi yishe shishol, v'afilu yusho kishiru, yish boso bin ashinani, tzorich la'asirei. Why? Because, as the Tur says, we have to bechishish for both shittes. For the Rambam's pshat and Rashi's pshat, so yish boso min hashinayim tzorich la'asirei, v'alei is latinik tzorich la'amdi. So we have to be chishish for both forms. Now, so im yish v'afilu sholo kishiyuv, im yish boso min hashinayim, so tzorich la'asirei. Why? According to the Tur, so that is because we are chishish for the shita of Rashi, for Rashi's pshat. That the purpose of 6 hours is to remove, to eliminate the tam habos of the pit. So mele, when the Gemara says boso the mishneiem, habos of the mishneiem, it means even after 6 hours. Mashiach, can you call to the Rambam that the purpose of 6 hours is to remove the qualms from between the teeth? So the Tur says that when the Gemara says Habosor Inen Mishineyem, it means within 6 hours, not after 6 hours. So when he says the Mechaber Vafum Shor Kishio Im Yish Bosor Inen Hashinayim Tzorich La'asirei, it is because we are Chishish for Rashi's explanation of the purpose of 6 hours. Because according to the Rambam's explanation, he wouldn't have to be Mesir. Then he says, that's because we are Chishish for the Rambam's explanation. Now, why don't we say, and here it's in connection with the Rabbanon? The answer is, Ksil Bachishach Yelech is only Shayer when there is a Tarta disaster. When there is a tarta disaster, when one excludes the other, but when one does not exclude the other, so then it's not shayach to say ksil b'cheshachim. V'imotzar ha'kach boso shem bein hashinayim u'mesirei u'zorich la'adiach piv keilem sheyeich ha'ugrim. So he says, suppose, in other words, so the Ritvo and the Miri, they both say in that sugya that even though there is a requirement of making kinuach and adochas piv, in case a person wants to eat boso after vino, So, but when he wants to eat grino efta boso, if he already waited 6 hours, then he doesn't have to be mikaneach his feet. He doesn't have to be madiach his feet. Because he waited 6 hours. He waited 6 hours. So this the Ritva says in the Miri. So the Ramo says that is only stop. If he is not aware of any crumbs in between his teeth. So then, after waiting 6 hours, so he can take it for granted that all the crumbs disappeared in the course of 6 hours. Masheinke, if he knows that there are some crumbs of meat sticking between the teeth. So then, the Mechaber just said that even though it's already after 6 hours, he's not allowed to eat any grino without removing the crumbs. So then, even if he removes the crumbs, so he still has to be madiach his feet. He still has to be madiach his feet. Kirim sheyichalbi. V'yei sheyimrim, deyitzrichel hamfin sheyishoyis, rak miyav im silei kubira berkes amosni mutel v'ikinuach ladochet. That's the issue. All right. V'yaminag aposhul b'mdineseyu, להמתין אחר אכילה הסבוסו שהוא האחס והאכלין אחר כרגלין מיהו צריכים לבורר גם כאימרקס המוזן אחר הבוסו דיו זהה בכיסודי החרס דימות על האכל לדבר המקיר אבו בלוי מרקס המוזן למען המתן השור והאכילו בנמתן השור כאימרקס המוזן אחר כך so far there are more pastons like the Isfis, not like the Rambam. That Suda Acheres doesn't mean 6 hours. Suda Acheres means clearing the table and benching. But he mentions a chumre over the both teis v'shiti of Suda Acheres. In other words, according to teis v'shiti, you don't have to wait even 1 hour. You don't have to wait even 1 hour. So he mentions a chumre. In other words, that you wait 1 hour. Now the question is, where did the Ramo get this 1 hour? It's monefshech. Either he's cheshish for the shittas Rambam, the Tzuda Acheres means 6 hours, or he's not cheshish for shittas Rambam. So Tzuda Acheres means clearing the table and benching. So why 1 hour? So 1 hour is just a chumre. I mean, the Ramo wasn't a fumak just to mention chumres. So what's the mokia for that 1 hour? So the Gro mentions Isaiah Parsha Mishpot. The Cholman Yochi Hai Michle Kichode Oy Bishai Techode Oy Bisudosechode Oy Bisudosechode. So in other words, so it's mentioned Shai Techode 1 hour. 1 hour. So that's the mokia for the 1 hour. But of course, this zeya can be combined with teisa shite. It cannot be combined with Rambam shite because the Rambam so beginning the Gemara we have to wait 6 hours. So what's the significance of 1 hour? But it can be combined with Teisa Shite, because according to Teisa Shite, Suda Achrite means clearing the table and benching and washing again. So Mele, this could be combined with the Zeya, Parsha Mishpatim, that 1 hour at least should elapse, because no person will wash for another meal immediately as he finished one, unless he's one. So, but otherwise, not all. If he has a special purpose, let's say Shabbos Erev Pesach, you know, you have to eat two sudes, so we'll do that. But a reasonable person who is not gluttonous will not wash for another meal within an hour of the conclusion of the first meal. So Memele, since the Gemara mentions Suda Acheres, So it's possible to say that even according to Tesis of Shant, that as soon as he cleared the table and the bench, so it's already Sudah Cheres, so it's only 1 hour elapsed as of the conclusion of the first meal. So then he still has to bench and clear the table. Sometimes you finish eating and you just sit at the table and you talk. And an hour elapsed already. So even though an hour already elapsed from the time that you finished eating, you still have to clear the table. Mashain came if even an hour didn't elapse. So then the fact that you clear the table and you benched and you washed again, it's not cold, it's not considered to the chaz. So, in other words, so that Zeya could be combined with Tetzah Shite, but it could not be combined with the Rambam's Shite. Alright. So, V'aminek ha'poshet b'vileseilu lehamtin achar achilas ha'boso sho'achas ve'ichu nachakach gvino. Miu tzrichim livorer gamkin birkas ha'mozei achar aposo. The old Sahabic is the Acheres, the Mutter Lechel in the Rabakili, Abu Dului because I was in the Mahan Anton Asho, the Inchiluk in him in Asho, Kaden because I was in Yachakach. Now, the Ramon mentioned now that the Inchiluk in Hunt in Sheshoids, Rakmiad, Im Silek, Upir of Birkes Amosei, Mutter al Nikinach Vadochen. So that's why Tesis Shite, uncoupled with the Zeyar in Parashat Mishpatim. So then, when the Ramo mentions, you see, so the Ramo really mentions two Shites. And then at the end, then the Ramo mentions really two Shites. So one Shite is the biggest school, Tesis Shite. All you have to do is just to clear the table and bench. That's all. Then he mentions another shite, which is a chumre on top of this shite, but it's also based on this shite. That consists of coupling the zeya parsha mishpotim of shoter shorachode with this shite. So, but when Ramov mentioned that first this shite by itself, uncoupled with the Zeyar in Parsha Mishpotim. So he said, V'yeshem rim din tzrich lehamtin shei shoiz, rak miyad im silei kumpir yom berkes amozein, mutar al kenuach v'adoche. But only if it is coupled with kenuach v'adoche. Mashen ken, if it's not coupled with kenuach v'adoche, so then you're not allowed to eat gvino immediately after clearing the table and benching for the meal of bosom. That not. I mean, and that is very reasonable, because how, after all, what's the purpose? There is a requirement of kinuach v'adoche in connection with someone who wants to eat bosor after gvino. So what's the purpose? To remove the crumbs. Now, so even when you clear the table and you bench, but the crumbs are not removed as a result from clearing the table. So mainly it's a double portion. That even according to Tesis, that all you have to Suda Acheres means clearing the table and benching and washing again, but Kinuach, it does not eliminate the requirement of Kinuach Vadoche, because without that, so the crumbs between the teeth will not be removed. So eating Gvino after Boso could not be more lenient than eating bosar after gvino. So even in connection with someone who wants to eat bosar after gvino, he has to make kinuach v'adoche for the purpose of removing the crumbs between the teeth. Allah has kama v'chamo, when he wants to eat gvino after bosar, so he certainly, even though he clears the table, he still has to make kinuach v'adoche. So it's a double portion. It couldn't even be argued to the contrary. But then the Rambo mentions another shit, which is a chumre on top of Tesis, And the Chumre consists of coupling the Zeya Parsha Mishpotim with Teisves Pshat in the Gemara of Surah Cheres. So here the Rambam doesn't mention Al Dikinu Achver Toche. He doesn't say. So he says. והמינק הפושל מבזלו להמתין אחר אכילס הפוסו שואחס ואיך לנחקר דווינו מי הוא צריך לבוא גם כמירקס הפוסין אחר הפוסו how about כנוח ודוחה so the tashit is the just as in the case just as in the case of one who relies on Teisashi and he's not precious for the Zeya. So he still has to make a kinach v'adoche. So if someone is precious for the Zeya, all right, so he waits in 1 hour. But he still has to make a kinach v'adoche too. The Shach says no. And from the Roshon of the Ramo, it's mashma, like the Shach, not like the Taz. Because the Ramo mentioned in the first Roshon, where he requires only Silka Shulchon, Birkas Hamozen, he mentions Al Dikinuach Vadoche. And when he mentions the other Shite, that over and above Silka Shulchon and Birkas Hamozen, so he has to wait 1 hour, he doesn't mention Dikinuach Vadoche. So Pashtas Avoshnut Ramo is Mashmal and Shach. But the Taz is good. Now, what is the reason of the Shach? The answer is, it goes without saying, and that is mentioned by the Ritva in the Mir in Chum, that according to the Shite that you have to wait 6 hours, so then you certainly don't have to make Kinuach Vadoche. Why? Because if there is an interval of 6 hours, so then the crumbs disappear by themselves. Without Kinuach Vadoche, they disappear. So the Mele, the Shach holds, even if you wait 1 hour, so also the crumbs will remove by themselves. Will remove by themselves. Okay, all right. Vimotso posso vincino a Harasho, so in Akrilasia. Because that was mentioned in connection with one who waited 6 hours. So Achaskama Bechamo, if one waits only 1 hour, so he certainly has to, if he finds out that he has qualms between his teeth, so he has to be made the qualms. Vie Shemrim, Deili Vorich, Birkas Hamozei al minas lechem vino. So in other words, because Sotesis emphasizes that Birkas Hamozei is required. Why is Birkas Hamozei required? Because if he's not involved Birkas Hamozei, so it's still considered the first Sude. The Sude wasn't concluded yet. So there are some who say that even if he makes Birkas Hamozei, but if the purpose of the Birkas Hamozei is in order to eat Gvino immediately afterwards, then it's not considered a second tzuri. In other words, when do we say that if he cleared a table and he benched, then he can wash again? It was a new decision by him. In other words, he first ate meat. He first ate meat. And then he benched. And he didn't have intentions to eat Gvino immediately afterwards. After he benched, he decided, after all, I can eat cheese. Why shouldn't I eat cheese? So then, it's considered the second tzuri. Masha'inkein, if he deliberately benches, in order to make it into a second Sude, he makes this arome, then it's not considered. Then it's not considered a second Sude. In other words, that the Yeshemon doesn't like tricks. Avo enizovim baze. V'yeish nidagnikim. So he says that there are many Jews who do resort to this trick, to this device. And the Taz is masikan deramo as to why he's so tolerant to those who are not nisa baze. He says, so what if they are not nisa baze? So they are nature kedim. In other words, the Taz assumes that if someone deliberately benches in order to be able to eat cheese, so then the benching does not conclude the Suda. All right, but the Ramo holds no. It's not because the Ramo acquiesces in tricks. The Ramo doesn't acquiesce in tricks. Tricks is anyone who resorts to all devices of Shtam Mechires and all kinds of things is only deceiving himself. He's not deceiving the Torah. There is no heter. There is no heter, you know, of Shtam Mechire if the Shtam Mechire is not genuine. Of course, Shtam Mechire is all right if it is genuine. But if it's not genuine, so there is no heter whatsoever. But Ramo says here, Abu Inizovin Bazeh, as I said last time, because the Ramo holds that it's not the Birkas HaMozein that consummates the meal. Meicha Teise Birkas HaMozein should consummate the meal. It's not, and if, let's say, it hadn't been the practice of Jews to bench after a meal, then Teisus wouldn't require Birkas HaMozein. But why does Teisus say that if he doesn't bench, even though he cleared the table, so he's not allowed to eat grino? Because in view of the fact that the Jew always benches, so the melee, if someone, let's say, ate a meal, and even if many hours elapsed, but if he didn't make a bench, it still is considered a hemshach of the soup. Because it has to be nikar that he finishes it. And if he did, so if he benched, then it's manifest, it's apparent that he finished the Suda. But if he didn't bench, and it is his practice to bench all the time, so mainly it's not apparent that he finished the Suda. And if it's not manifest that he finished the Suda, so then it's considered still in the midst of the Suda. So mainly, so that's the reason as to why Birkas HaMozein is required. Because without Birkas HaMozein, it's not manifest. But so mainly the Ramo says, if he is before Birkas HaMozein, even though he doesn't derech harome, the only reason as to why he benched is because he wants to wash again. But everybody, it's manifest already that he finished the Suda. So as long as it is manifest that he finished the Suda, so mainly it's considered already another Suda. All right. V'yesh midamtik, v'yesh midagdikin, lehamtin sheishois, achar achilas boso, v'gvino. So that's already the third chumre, the Rambam shitin. I mean, that's the psak of the Mechaber. V'cheino chilasis. But the Ramo is not mechayev anyone to wait 6 hours. He only says v'chim nochelasis. And in the time of the Ramo, Jews were not so zoy on it. But later, in the later years, some Jews became very zoy in waiting 6 hours. Ochal vino mutalech lachol posom yad uvivachi yayin yodot shel yishum dolo meyad vino midvak lehen. So
he can be out by PVO, we can be hold over she years,
חוץ מקמחה מטעם ומירוקי, לפי שאין נדבוקים בחניכי, ואין מכאן חיוף, והכך ידיח פי במים וביעי. באמת דבר מהמורים דס לפשעת ובתוך, קוראים תמוס ושאין, אקספט, דרמב"ם ודרם. והכך, והכך ידיח פי במים וביעי, באמת דבר מהמורים מבשר ואימא וחיו, אבו נתבולך עם בשרי, אך הגבינו, צורך לא יקינוח ולא יתירה. So that is in accordance with the Rambam, that when Agra says that Eivu Gvino, Nechali Bafikur and Hefkali indiscriminately, he does not mean Gvino Acharei, Vestesis explains it, but it means Eivu Gvino. So there it's Muter, Avoli Bolechi, Psari Fachar Gvino, אין צורך לא יקינוח ולא יתירה, ויש מחמירים אפילו בבוסו אחר גבינו. So they are some who are מחמיר even in the case of בוסו אחר גבינו. וכן היה now. So in other words, what's that chicken? That chicken is a big chumrah. So in other words, now it was mentioned that when you eat, if you want to eat bosor after grino, you don't have to wait at all. You can eat it in the same sitting. So there is a chicken of a Mordechai that even bosor after grino, you have to wait 6 hours. You have to wait 6 hours. Now, but that applies only to hard cheeses. And I don't know whether the American hard cheeses come within that category. Because the hard cheeses, let's say, that were made years ago, so they were much more kosher than the hard cheeses of today. ויש מחמירים אפילו בוסר אך הגבינו, וכן להגיד שכל שהגבינו כושר אליך לנחרו אפילו בשרית כמו יגבינו אך הבוסר. Maybe the Swiss cheese is harder than the American cheese, so comes within that category, but I don't think that American cheese would come within this category. What is it?
Hasn't mentioned 6 months.
Oh, I can see that when I learn the task. Yeah. V'yeish makil v'yeim rimchis rak sheyasu kinuach ba'adoche untilas yedayim miyutei v'achmir. But the Ramon says tein v'achmir. Ochal tafshil shol boso muta lechil achov tafshil shol gvino v'antilo b'neyem eino el rishus hu shite yizet שיטה פחם לדם. נאו, אבו לבוא לאכל הגבינו עצמו, אך הטף של שול בוסו, או יבוסר עצמי אך הטף של שול גבינו, חיבו נטליונו. So, the two, and the מחבר, they both pass like a metam. They both pass like a metam. Now, then Rambam says, ויש מצריכים נטילים. ויש מצריכים נטילים. So, what does he say? אוכל טף של שול בוסו, מותר לאכל אחוב תפשיל של גבינו והמתילו ביניהם אינו אלו רישוס. So the מחבר is פושט, the מחבר, because the מחבר פסקס like how the time. So when Gimora says in Chub that לא ישונו that נטילו הסדיים וצויים is רישוס אלו מתפשיל מתפשיל, it means even a tafshil shel gvino after a tafshil shel bosor. It doesn't require anything. Not even the tilas yadayim. Avo the tafshil gvino chevo, so according to Rabbi Tam means tafshil gvino chevo, that if you eat gvino after tafshil shel bosor, so then you have to make tilas yadayim. That's all. But the Rashbam is chilek, and he says that b'tafshil, So it means bin tafshil shel boso li tafshil shel boso or tafshil shel bin tafshil shel grino tafshil shel grino. So that's rishus. And bin tafshil li grino chibo means bin tafshil shel boso li grino shel fon of chibo. Bin tafshil shel boso li grino shel fon of chibo. But tafshil shel boso li grino shel achov. You have to wait 6 hours. Sudacheres, whatever sudacheres. So now the question is, what does, so the Rashbam says, Oymer Rabbi Shmuel, the Maile B'Shneim Shal Boso, Shneim Shal Gvino, Avu Bin Tavshil Shal Boso, Likvino Shal Cho, Likvino Shal Efon of Chevo, Avu Likvino Shal Achov Likoma, Likvino Shal Achov Likoma, the Avivu Bin Tilas Yedayim Osalei at Suda Cheres. So if he ate, so in other words, so the Rashbam says in so many words that if one ate tafshil shel boso and then he wants to eat grino mamesh, he has to wait 6 hours. Now here he says v'yesh matzrichem nitilek. What do you mean matzrichem nitilek? In the case of ochal tafshil shel boso. So, in order to eat what? After that, gvino. So it's not what's richen mitile, then he has to wait 6 hours. Sudachas. Now, the v'yish what's richen mitile, so the cross says, v'fir ha'ben ishmuel shom, v'davke mishneim shom boso, v'shom gvino v'dava vishus. But, if he eats first, if he eats a tafshil shel vino, and then he wants to eat boso, so then he has to be nitlas yelom. So the Rashbam has reference to a case where first he eats a tafshil shel vino, and then he wants to eat boso mamish, he has to wash his hands, and that's all. But the Ramah has reference to the case where he ate not the tafshil shel grino. After all, the Ramah has reference to the lashon of the Mechaber, and the Mechaber has reference to the case where first he ate the tafshil shel boso. So the Mechaber said, mutalechu achov tafshil shel grino, and he doesn't even have to wash his hands. So he says, v'yesh matzrichem nitile, that if he ate the tafshil shel boso, and then he wants to eat a tafshil shel vino, so he has to wash his hands. He has to wash his hands. So if he ate a tafshil shel vino, so he has to wash his hands, even if he wants to eat, boso itself. And then, if he ate the tafshil shel boso, so if he wants to eat after the tafshil shel boso gvino itself, he has to wait 6 hours. But if after the tafshil shel boso he wants to eat a tafshil of gvino, so then there is a chayvo. There is a chayvo. According to Rashbam Shiti, v'yish matzrich mitil. So that means that the Ramah is cheshish for Rashbam Shiti. Now let's see. V'shuben shel boso, dinei kibosa boso. V'noagu achshav lahachmir sheloi leechil gvino achataf shel boso. Kmo yachabosa ratzmei. Who shite is that? That's the Rashbam shite. V'ein li shalitz. V'lifritz geder.